What's going on, guys? It's your boy, Big Baby Steve. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Philly Talks. Guys, I truly appreciate when you guys hit that play button. I truly appreciate it. Thank you for the support. I don't think I put this on my life. I think I found out. So we're up to like 1,000 listeners on this podcast. So like, you know, which, you know, in hindsight, it's not huge, but for someone who like I started last year and then I stopped for a little bit to now doing it now and been doing it like this for a good almost a year now, like consistently, it feels good. You know what I'm saying? It feels good to, you know, gain that type of audience. You know what I'm saying? Like think about that. Like 1,000 people listening to me. Like what the, like me? 1,000 people listening to me? Like it's crazy. So you know, I'm hoping all you guys, I put into in the podcast a couple like a month or two ago, where I said if you're going to be quarantined up, I hope you're doing something productive. You know what I'm saying? Learn something. You know what I'm saying? That way when you come out of quarantine, like you can dive right into whatever you need to go dive into. You know what I mean? That way you don't have to have you know, you can have your 9-to-5 job, but you should be working on something that you can have for yourself as well, where you're your own boss. And I know it's hard to do it when you're working and you have kids and stuff like that, or you're in school, but we've been quarantined for almost 3 months now. You have no excuse if you have not done anything. Put it like this, and I'm not saying you have to start your own business, but you should be doing something productive at least. So if you don't know how to cook, you should at least know how to cook now. You know what I'm saying? You should. If you're Hispanic, you should know how to make some rice, some beans and some fried chicken, at least, at the minimum. If you don't know how to clean, you definitely should be cleaning. Like, that should be your number one thing if you don't know how to clean. You know what I'm saying? If you are thinking about starting your own business, literally, you should be online researching as if you were studying for a midterm. You know what I'm saying? What avenues you need to go get through, to get what you want, basically, out of life. You know what I'm saying? That way, the next time there's a pandemic like this, hopefully there's not, but in case there is, you don't have to rely on a company or a boss to be like, hey, we have to let you go because we can't afford to pay you. You know what I'm saying? You should be your own boss and be like, well, I'm good. I can still do my business even in a pandemic. So, you know, that's my personal opinion, but I think that would help everybody out, to be quite honest. Like, if you just have something, a nice little, and it doesn't have to be, I'm not saying you have to be like the biggest company. Like, if you just want a side hustle, like a little small side hustle that gets money in your pockets for a rainy day, and then, you know, it might take off, then great. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to, like, do something productive during this quarantine. I hope you guys are not just sitting down binge watching. You know what I mean? Do something productive. You know what I'm saying? Learn the ins and outs of a career that you might want to do, or you think you're really passionate for, so that way when you do it, you can just dive in once everything opens back up. Because this is the perfect time, if you really think about it, because when we open back up, we're not going to be the same. You know, there's companies that are not going to open back up because they couldn't afford to be closed for 2 or 3 months straight. That's just the reality. It's sad. A lot of the mom and pop shops like are closing down, but in a way, you know, not to sound like an asshole or anything, but like it opens up the doors for a lot of you guys to to get an opportunity to get your foot in the game. You know what I'm saying? Put your stamp and be like, hey, I'm here in case you guys need me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, everyone sees things differently. I just think what I'm trying to say is at the end of this, there's going to be opportunities, a lot of them. So it's up to us to take advantage of it. You know what I'm saying? But to each their own. So I hope you guys have been doing something. And talking about people that like have their side hustles or careers or trying to really do something, all that good stuff. Guys, I bring you some really, really good news. Really, really good news. So my barber, Ching the Barber, he's on Instagram and he is putting out a raffle. So on this raffle, so I don't want to get it wrong because he sent it. I asked him last night, make sure I knew everything I was talking about. Basically, the raffle is a $20 entry, right? Only 20 spots available, right? So the winner, so basically you put $20 in, you cash app him $20, right? And on May 31st, I believe he said, he's going to go live on his Instagram. So you got to go to Ching the Barber, right? Ching the Barber on Instagram. Follow him. And then he has it all like put up on his raffle and whatever. And it says if you put $20 in, if you cash app him $20, he'll put you in the raffle. And what you win from the raffle is 3 months of haircuts, including a VIP special for free. 3 free months of haircuts, including a VIP special. Like, what? And then it says twice a month, if you have a son, he gets a cut for free for 3 months too. Like, that's crazy. Like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. If you put $20 down, you get a chance to get 3 months worth of hair. I'm in quarantine. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these barbers are charging a lot of money. So if I get a chance to put $20 down to get entered into a raffle and I can win 3 months worth of haircuts after this quarantine, how can you say no to that? Plus, if I have a son with me, he gets a free haircut as well? Come on. You can't beat that. My man Chino is changing the game right now. You know what I'm saying? So hit up my man Chino. Give him your 20 bucks. Tell him you want to be part of this raffle. He said he has a couple more slots available. So get into it now. You know what I'm saying? There's only 20 spots available. He said he's got a couple more in. He is in the North Philadelphia area. So if you're in the North Philadelphia area and you are trying to get a haircut and you don't want to go to your barber who's charging you $75, $80 for a haircut, all you got to do is put $20 down to enter this raffle and you get a chance to win 3 months free. You can't ask anything better than that. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm putting my $20 down. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to win that. I'm woofing right now. So I can't be woofing. So I wanted to give you guys the opportunity, let you guys know if you guys are interested. He's a really good barber. He's really cool people. I'm hoping to do a podcast with him one day. So hit him up. Let's see what's up. Also, guys, on this episode, I'm talking about the MMA's pound for pound list. I got Rick on the podcast with me today. If you listen to my podcast, if you are one of the 1,000 people that have listened to my podcast, then you know who Rick is. Rick is my homeboy. That's my brother. I've told stories about him. I talk about him as the whole night. You know who Rick is. So for the people who don't know him and all that, or listen to the podcast and don't know about him, you're going to hear him for the first time on the podcast. We're talking about MMA pound for pound list. Who we got as number one, who we got number two, and who we got number three. You can find him at Rick Dan Robles on Instagram. And also, he's got a side page with his wife, Ray, on it's a food page on Instagram. And I don't know about you, but I like food pages. You know what I'm saying? And like, I like scrolling, like, wow, that, like, they made that. Like, and they give you the list of where you can find it, the name of the place that they bought it from, where they dined out that. So when you're done quarantining and we're back to normal, you could go, I'm going there to eat. You know what I'm saying? You can find that on Instagram at A Side of Robles. Again, that's A Side of Robles. You can find them on Instagram too. You know what I'm saying? Go give them a follow. See all the good food they be eating. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's what's happening on this episode. We had to cut it a little short. Rick had to put his son back to take a nap. He's got like a 5-month-old, so, you know, newborn, basically. So he's got a little baby at the house. You know what I'm saying? So, but it was fun having him on. I'm gonna try to get more people. Me and Rick gonna try to do this more often to really have this going on, because I think it's fun. I think people like listening to us talk. You know what I'm saying? So. But I'm not going to drag this out anymore. Guys, thank you for listening. I hope you guys enjoy the episode. Have fun.
Yo, yo.
Yeah. What's
we in here? You know, making some breakfast.
What we making?
Breakfast tacos.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, so what we got? We got eggs, bacon.
Well, so it was leftover taco joints from yesterday. So I got some like pork loin. I shredded that joint in the slow cooker. Some spinach, you know, peppers, garlic, all etc. Slow cooked that joint. And so whatever was left over, I just pretty much just put an egg on that joint and called it a day. But I made the tortillas fresh again. I put that joint in the air fryer, so you know.
The tortilla?
Yeah, so basically I make it, you know, hand scratch that joint, roll it out. I got that little blanchard joint, you know, that makes it into a little tortilla shape.
Right.
And I got this little tortilla heater joint. Keep it there, so I put the, once I roll it out, I put it in the air fryer, fry it up, and I put it in there to sit.
And actually, that works for the tortilla?
Yeah, it's perfect for the tortilla, because, like, usually you're supposed to put it in, like, the oven and shit, and we did it, but it took too long. The air fryer, that's only, like, 3 minutes is perfect. It got a nice little crust on it, too. Air fryer's the shit. If you don't got an air fryer, I don't know what you're doing with your life, because, like, I be putting sandwiches in that bitch. I put s'mores. Like, you name it, I put, yo, like, toast, like, fuck a toaster. I got a toaster strudel, like, you know, the toaster strudels. Yeah. Put them in there. They come out perfect because they're, like, you know, with the toaster oven, you can fuck around with it a little bit. Microwave is all, you know, soft. This joint comes out perfect in the inside and hard and, like crispy. This is beautiful.
I got to start experimenting with my air fryer. We just got one, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago. Last week.
Bro, I'm trying to tell you. Everything. I put everything in that bitch. Like, if it needs to be in a toaster, it can be in the air fryer. I'll be putting pizzas, you know, the oven draws pizzas. I put it in there for, like, finishing touch. Like, I put it in the oven for most of the time. Then I put it in the air fryer to, you know, put that little, like, that crispy on it. I do this little thing with the eggs. I'll fucking, like, scramble it up. So whatever I want to put in this spin, you know, whatever you're gonna make, like your regular breakfast egg joint, yeah. I put it in there, joint, and I put it in the air fryer, and it's like a frittata kind of thing. So it's like, it's banging.
See now, because we got the air fryer, because I'm done frying chicken. Man. It's too much oil, mm-hmm. too much fat. Mm-hmm. Like, that ain't the moves anymore. It's not, especially now. Like, so there ain't no gym open, nothing. I can't burn anything off. So it's just like, you're gonna turn into a little mushy joint.
Yeah.
So
it's funny though. Like, what I'm supposed to use it for is like chicken shit, like you know all that. I barely use it for that. I'm not really a fried chicken kind of guy. Like, if anything, it's usually like breakfast stuff. But I did it one time, and it came out good. So,
all right, I'm gonna see. I'm gonna have to experiment. I'll probably go on YouTube or something to see what other people be doing and shit, and see mm-hmm. what I can. It gotta be easy. I can't be on that, like, doing too much type stuff.
It's literally like 10 minutes. That's it. You're good. Like, whatever. Like, the fried chicken is probably the hardest joint because you gotta, like, you know, prepare it as like you got a flour, seasoning, all that shit before frying it, just like you would. But like, if you're already frying chicken on the regular, then it just ain't none.
Yeah, I'm gonna start experimenting with that. See what's up. But all right, brother. So let's see. So today we're talking about the pounds for a pound list.
Mm-hmm.
And the UFC. And we're just gonna put just UFC. We're not gonna put all MMA or anything like that.
Right.
So for the picks, we're gonna do the picks one time. So for the picks, I decided to choose Usman, Khabib, Nunez, it was Nunez, Khabib, Usman.
This is not the order. This is just the, like, Cerruto, the list.
And Conor. Yeah, those are the six guys that I decided to put in. So before we even start, so I sent it out to a couple people, see what they thought as well, the guys that we'd be watching the fights, mm-hmm. and like making our little picks for the fights and all that. So my boy Christian Six, he put for his list, he put Jones number one, Nunez number two, Khabib number 3, Conor number 4.
Oh my god.
Usman 5, and then Cejudo 6. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, wait, what do you think about that? What do you think about those picks?
I like that
Nunez is at least number 2.
Mm-hmm.
She's the female on the list.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. How do you feel about Jones being number 1?
I mean, it's really like how you're going to go, what's your approach on this? What do you value more? Like, what is,
right?
You know, because like, all right, well, undefeated, you only got Jones and you only got Khabib. If you got right. If you got multiple belts, you got Cejudo, Conor at one point, and Nunez.
Yeah.
So you know, if so that I don't know what's your rationale. You know, if I think if you're gonna put,
I mean,
go undefeated only.
I don't think Cejudo should be listed under Usman.
No way.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I don't think, yeah. Cejudo, like, my man, he's a champ. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's his question. All right. To Lender as well. Shout out to my man, Lender. And so he has Khabib number 1, Jones number 2, Nunez number 3, Cejudo number 4,
I don't know why Conor is even above. First of all, Conor shouldn't even be on this list. He's not even a champ. Okay.
He's not a champ, but I'll tell you in a minute why I like him. Yeah. And then I send it to Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Bull, he put out. Oh, okay. He put out. Cejudo, Conor. Jones.
I feel like Sam put like what he liked the most.
They put Khabib first, Nunez number 2, Cejudo number 3.
She gotta be in the top 3.
At least, I like that everyone's keeping Nunez in the top 3. You know what I'm saying? She like, hey, yeah, she has like, I definitely.
Right. I think it was.
So give me your list.
I think I sent it to you. I think I put 2.
Let me see. Did you send it to me? Oh yeah, you just sent it. You sent 1, Nunez, then Jones, then Usman. And he said Conor not a champ.
Right.
So he's not even on the list. Alright, so for me, I have Nunez number 1 for I like that everybody keeps her in the top 3, mm-hmm. but I think he's number 1. I think after her, you have to put down Cejudo. Mm-hmm. And then Cejudo, and then I
would
put
Católica.
I would put those 3 ahead for the simple fact that they're the only ones that have fought in different weight classes. You know what I'm saying? And then you got number 1, Nunez is number 1 for me because she dominates 135
yeah.
and 145. You know what I'm saying? She's proven that. She's being the best of the best at each weight class. She beat up Tate for the belt, then came out, mm-hmm. knocked out Ronda, went up to 45,
straight.
And then
molested Cyborg.
And she's been winning. So, like, she's number 1 because she's exactly what a pound-for-pound champ is. It's like, if you go to a different weight class, would you win number 1?
Now well, don't fight, you're forgetting you that she's not only went up to destroy Cyborg and defend her belt. She's beaten, controversially, obviously, but still has beaten the 25 champ. Yeah.
Flamenco. Yeah. And mm-hmm. Holly, she got through, which not that many people do. So I think for a fact she's number 1. Because she's exactly because she dominates both ways. Like, she's the most scariest female fighter right
now. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So then I got her number 1. Cejudo, I have at number 2 just because on the like he beat Mighty Mouse, which is epic. Like, it just having that on your record alone is like makes you one of the best ever. But then he went on to beat Dillashaw and to beat Cruz. So like you've got the guys from 125 to 135, you got the best of the best in those names. and you just
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'll put you at number two. The reason I'm bringing Connor is because Connor.
Because he's signing them paychecks, huh? That's why. Paychecks. Connor's still signing those paychecks to you. He's sending you Cash Apps.
I would. Nah, because he's in three different
What does that mean? He's not the champ.
He has shown that he can win at different weight classes. And he's a three-time champ.
Three-time champ. What are you talking
about? He won the 145.
Uh-huh, one time.
And he won 55. He won the 45 and the 55, and then he won the 145 interim title. Now, I know a lot of people don't like. I know we be clowning the interim titles every once in a blue moon, but Dana White did say that if you win an interim belt, you are treated like a champion. You get paid.
Ferguson
got hurt.
Oh my god!
He got stripped. You know what I'm saying? Nobody told him to wear sunglasses inside. That's no bueno. But that's why I put Connor in the list, because he, like, with his resume and the people that
okay, so you just name him, what you put him at. What you put right on top of him. Who you put on top of him?
I put him on top of Jones.
That don't even make no sense. One. And two.
Well, because Jones hasn't fought nobody in
different. All right, but he's still undefeated and dominating. You know, I'm no Jones fan. I always want him to lose.
Right, but he's...
You gotta put respect on his name.
Facts. I give him all respect, but, like, you've tested positive for PEDs, and then you only fought in the 205. And he's cleared it out. He has. He has cleared it out. He's cleared 205 out, but he's not... like, and he says he wants to go to heavyweight. I don't know if he wants to go to heavyweight or not.
He's talking about... Did you see what just came out the other day with Nagano? He like, oh, UFC's not going to pay me that money, so never mind.
He didn't want that fight.
It sounded like he was like,
well, I'm not fighting them. You know what I'm saying? It sounded like, I'm not fighting the heavyweight division. It just sounds like, oh, I'm going to take a break. I'm not going to fight at all. Which is, like, crazy. Because then the Bull... Bakovich. Yeah, my man's like, hey, my guy, I'm still here. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm
that fight before, yeah.
That fight. You think, yeah. But, like, knowing the UFC, you think Jones is fighting Nagano next, or you think he's fighting John when he comes back? Because Reyes still wants to go, but I don't think Jones wants to fight Reyes. I don't think Reyes
will
fight Jones. Number one. That's number one. If history has taught us anything, is that if you fight Jones the first time, that's your best chance. Because if you come back in a rematch, he will fuck you up heavy. Like great. Like, he did it to Gustafsson, and he did it to Daniel Cormier. Like, you do not want to rematch.
That was juiced up Jones, though.
True. But not the last one. Not the last Daniel Cormier one.
Come on now.
And I don't think the Gustafsson won too. I think he got popped before Gustafsson, the rematch. Mm-hmm. He came back from his suspension. He looked a little. I think he had just fought St. Peru at the time. He was looking a little like not John Jones look alike. You know what I'm saying?
Like, all right. So back to your ranking, John. You have Nunes first, Cejudo. Then who you have after Cejudo?
Cerruto,
how are you going to have Connor before Khabib? That don't even make no sense. Because, like, what?
Because I feel like pound for pound should be like you have. Because pound for pound is like, if this person went to another weight class, would he dominate the same way he dominates?
But it's proven Connor it can't, because he goes up to those weights and does not dominate. So you can't argue just because he did it. But that's just like saying homeboy that... Who the fuck? Rockhold. Oh, got to put him on the list because he went up to 205, got knocked the fuck out. But he did it. He went up 205.
Yeah,
but... Weidman goes up to 205, got cracked. Connor
has won in all three Connor has won in all three weight classes.
He got one win at 55. He got one win at 55.
That's what I'm saying. He cleared out...
Come on, he did not clear out 145. He did not. He picked... Did he fight Edgar? Never. Edgar in his prime, he always missed that fight, so he didn't clear that. Whatever. He went the easiest route.
Edgar never won that fight. Let's be serious. Like, did you see what happened to Edgar when he fought Ortega? And Ortega's not even...
That's Edgar at the end of his career. Come on now. No, it's not.
But that's around the same time, though. Like, yes, it is. Because Conor literally won the 55 title from Alvarez around that same time. But at the same time, Edgar was at a point with Dana White where he was like, well, I'm only fighting these certain fighters. You know what I'm saying? So, I can't, you know, I don't know what negotiations went through, but if I'm not mistaken, didn't Edgar get offered a fight when Aldo fell off the first fight with Conor? And then I think Edgar said no, but I think Mendes said
no. No, I think it was pretty much Conor was like, nah, I'm cool off that. I don't want that work right quick. Let me take on this Mendes that on 10 days notice and almost lose.
I don't know. Nonetheless, that's why I put Conor in the list, because he's fought three different weight classes. He has wins, and he's won two belts out of the three. And he might be on his way to winning another F-170.
Don't disrespect Usman like that.
No, I'm not disrespecting. I'm saying he's on his way. You know what I'm saying? It looks like he still wants the Khabib fight. I think Usman's just a little too big for him, to be quite honest. And I think maybe
because 170 is too big. He shouldn't even be fighting up there.
Yeah. But that makes it even better.
What wins he got at 170? At 170. At a 55 pounder. A 55 pounder.
And the rematch.
He beat Cerrone, a 55 pounder.
But Diaz. Cerrone was out there fighting 170 for a minute. Rocking niggas. So you can't say that Cerrone's not a legit 170.
You can't be a legit 170 pounder if you made 155 and fought most of your career at 55.
No, that's not how that works. That's Cerrone getting up in age and being like, yeah, I can't make this weight cut no more. These 20 pounds, 25 pounds I'll be cutting in 6 weeks, not my thing. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather just stay at my natural weight class, which is 170, where I maybe have to cut 10 pounds, if that. Because he's not that big of a guy. Like he has muscle and all that, but he's got a little... like fat on him when he's at 170, but it's not like bad fat. It's like natural
fit. I'm just saying a real 170 pounder can't make 55. Usman would never. He got to cut off his leg. A real 70 pounder can never make 55. Like Usman would have to cut his leg off to make 55.
I think Usman can make 55. If he really like cuts weight and all that, I think he can make 55. We've seen Anthony Johnson make 55. Oh no, he made 70. He made 70, but he was literally a heavyweight. Like this nigga, biggest shit.
Hold on,
Can
we pause? I gotta put Zane to sleep.
All right, good. I don't know if we can pause this, but I think we got mostly everything out.
All right, well, I guess you finish it up. Do I exit out and then you can continue going?
Yeah, you probably exit out.
All right.
See you guys.